Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us to talk about, yes, Taos Project graduation, Tim Haskin. Tim, how are you today?
Well, we're doing great. You know, it's pretty exciting to think that through all of the stuff that's happened that we might be able to have project graduation for our seniors who have been really shortchanged with the ending of school so fast, missing prom and other significant events. So if we can let them have a couple of hours of fun outside, I think it's going to be a wonderful deal. So
I do think so. Also, so when are we talking about? What are you planning for this?
Well, we're going to try to do this next Thursday, and that's, I think, the 23rd or 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
And that's at Dewey Durant Park. Instead of, like, you know, coming in at 7 or 8 o'clock and then staying till, well, we used to stay till 6 or 7 in the morning, and now last few years we've only stayed till 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, this year we're going to start about 5, and we're going to end somewhere around 10. We want to get them home before dark. And
all right, so that's coming up, but, you know, there were probably quite a few kids who are not going to be able to do this because of prior commitments.
Well, we have some prior commitments, and right now there's not too many no's, but one thing that Project Graduation's already done is we had 6 of our students that did a wonderful thing, and they volunteered and joined the military service.
Yeah.
So we had 4 join the Army and 2 the Air Force, and we had a ceremony for them, a real graduation ceremony out at the track at the high school.
Nice.
And so Project Graduation, we got together and we ordered some flags, 18 by 12 flags and a stick, and the Army ones or the Air Force. So when the ceremony was over, when they came by me, we had them stop, and I, like a football starting lineup, I announced each of them in their branch of service, and we gave them a flag, some red, white, and blue candies, quite a bit of it, and a $25 gift card. So
awesome.
It was pretty cool, and we were really excited about that. And now we think we'll be able to give some stuff to all of the kids like we normally do. And of course, with the COVID, we do feel sorry for all of our businesses, and
sure,
a lot of them have donated in the past, but if they haven't been open, we're not expecting. And it's just whatever anybody can do, and we're just telling the businesses, if you haven't donated and you'd like to, even a $5 gift card or a $10 gift card or something from your store, just give me a call and we'll come and get it. And we hope to have a lot of nice gifts and some games and fun and food for the kids.
Yeah, we're going to hope for the best. I know we were talking before we went on that you know, things are kind of reversing a little bit. So although you've got it planned for Thursday the 23rd, things could change in the meantime.
Yeah, they could. And the only contingency plan is, because graduation is the next Friday, so we don't have any other time. What would happen if we had a rainout or something is that we'd have to arrange to just have the drawing like we usually do and get the gifts to the kids, maybe even after graduation day or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We just got to hope for a day that, we haven't hardly had any rain in the last 3 weeks, so all we need is that one,
of course,
one night not to happen.
Exactly. All right. So we're planning for the best, and, you know, a little different than years past, but at least we'll send off those grads with a party of some kind.
Exactly. And we're just hoping that any of the parents that have seniors that want to work, they're going to have to get a hold of us, because we have numbers that we have to meet and we cannot go over. So it's not like usual. The parents just come when they want. They can stay a few hours and whatever. So we're going to have to sign up and have people checked in and whatever. And we've got security. We've got sanitizing. We've got spacing. In fact, there's one of the diamonds we're going to put dots 6 feet away from each other across and 6 feet away from each other behind. So all the teams can stand right on those dots and we can do a number of games right there before we go to other fields. So
excellent.
Pretty well thought out, and I just think the kids are going to have a riot. So what was nice is I talked to a couple kids and they said, you know, Mr. Haskin, we don't care, you know, we just want to see each other for a little bit, and we'll try to do our best, and if there's not a lot of food or whatever, we don't care, maybe a gift at the end, but they just want to kind of have a get together. So this is going to be great, and we're doing everything. We've talked to the health department. We've got everything for, you know, how to do this. So hope and pray that everything goes well.
Exactly. Now, Tim, if somebody would like to make a donation to help you guys out, do they contact you?
Yeah, that would be fine. And my number's in the regular phone book, because I'm still one of those old school people that have I have a cell phone and a regular phone, and I know how to use them both.
Oh, good. All right. Yep. Get a hold of Tim. It's a project graduation for the Taos graduates Thursday. Again, that'll be on July 23rd. And what time does that get started?
We're going to start. Some of the kids will start coming about 5, and then we're going to try to get like 10 or so in at a time. So about every 5 minutes, we'll have another group, and, you know, we'll have it blocked off that nobody else can get in. And so
sounds good.
Yep, we pretty much got to have a great plan here.
Hey, you do. Tim, hey, thank you for joining us, my friend, and hopefully everything goes off well next Thursday.
Yeah, the only problem is that once in a while I get to interview with you on the radio, but this time it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't even get to see or take your hand or smile or
it
whatever.
Has been strange times for sure, but I know smiling, and we'll shake hands, you know, the old elbow way sometime.
Yep, exactly. So thanks for letting us on the station today, and I look forward to seeing you soon, Kevin.
Thank Thank you, Tim.
All right. Bye-bye.